This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's 2 weeks today since the death of George Floyd, and on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are set to start the week by rolling out legislation aimed at addressing concerns raised by that case. The move coming after a weekend that saw more mass protests in cities coast to coast and around the globe as well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that bill they're unveiling today seeks to take on inequalities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. A public viewing is set for today in Houston for George Floyd. Flooding rain and possible tornadoes still threats from the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal heading north from the Gulf Coast. It's affected Louisiana and Mississippi, but is now headed into Missouri with gusty winds and continued heavy rains. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
New high-tech aircraft, which were previously used in war zones, are now circling above many U.S. cities where protests against police brutality have been held for about 2 weeks now. And Will Hurd of Texas is a Republican congressman who's also a former agent with the CIA. He says, why wouldn't police use all of their resources?
If you have someone that is plotting to riot and harm individuals, right, we should be using technical means in order to stop that from happening.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners. And this is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. Police officers may no longer be welcome in schools in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison's teachers union yesterday issuing a statement that says school resource officers should be removed because of the racialized trauma they cause. The union had said that in the past it wanted officers in schools as a way to protect kids and teachers. Now the union says the negatives of having officers in schools outweigh the positives. Madison's school board will make the vote on the police officer policy this coming Wednesday. Today is National Best Friends Day. It's meant to be spent with friends sharing their appreciations for one another. In 1935, the U.S. Congress devoted today to close friends. Many post photos of their BFFs on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we all have to have skin in the game here. If this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with you. I mean, and, you know, as Mr. Steele had said to everybody, Shelby Steele from the Hoover Institution, you ask yourself, are you carrying your load? Boy, that's a question to think about. You know, are we carrying our load, you know, with our families, with our kids? Are we just sending them off to school and saying, okay, we're going to leave it up to the educators to educate our children? You know, what are we doing? That's a big question when you look at successful parents or, you know, otherwise successful people within the context of this great American system that is available to us. It is those that put skin in the game, those that are committed, you know, much the same way as, you know, when it comes to marriage, you know, you think, gosh, what is going on here? I mean, what is happening with the institution of marriage? Is it a simple answer like, some have suggested that, you know, people have violated the institution of marriage as described by God, and they said, no, that's okay, we'll take it from here. Is it that simple? You know, think about this. Nina Rosner is with us right now, and Nina has written a book, 12 Truths to Change Your Marriage, which is a timely message from the Executive Director of Greater Impact Ministries, the Christian Training Organization. Nina, I got to tell you, many marriages out there, especially when you look at, marriage, more than half of the marriages, end up in divorce. It's like, gosh, why do people want to get married?
Yeah, a lot of them don't.
Yeah. And they're not.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Because hey, look at it. It's less combative just to live with somebody, but then you deal with if you have any sense of conscience whatsoever, you know that you're violating God's principles, and a lot of things go to risk there. And here's where we are today. No-fault divorce has now made it easy and easier, I should say, for people to get divorced at a drop of a hat. I was watching a disturbing story here not that long ago, Nina, where there was abuse in the marriage relationship, and what was not covered in it. You know, they kind of brought it up, but not in terms of the dynamic. Was the wife was having an affair. And the husband eventually found out about it. Well, like most guys, you find out your wife has had an affair. It's nothing to, to celebrate and jump. I mean, it is absolutely heartbreaking, emotionally devastating, and that's whether it happens to the husband or the wife. So meanwhile, she had had some experience previously with abuse with another person, and wouldn't you know, her mother had also been abused. Well, the mother hears about the abuse that her daughter is subjecting, and so she runs to protect her daughter, right? And she decides to hire somebody to kill the husband, because the husband, in a fit of anger, as he's processing and dealing with the affair, he strikes his wife. No bueno. But still, the mother-in-law reacts to protect the daughter, hires a neighborhood friend, and kills the husband. So what happens is the murderer and the mother-in-law end up in jail for, 20, 35 years or whatever, that they end up. And the daughter, who suddenly is not even considered anymore, who was the mother, the mother of their child, and the wife of the murdered husband, seemingly she's scot-free. There's no consequence for her. And she was the one that started the activity here and of having an affair and the husband reacting to it. Now, Nina, I got to tell you, guys hear this story and they go, I need to get married. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
So help us out. What do we do here?
So you describe a scenario that's wow and dramatic, but it's actually in an exponential version of what happens every single day in the average American home anymore. Mm-hmm. And that is, somebody says something that hurts somebody's feelings and they retort back. And the next thing you know, really quickly, you've got an argument. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing is that we're losing our relationship with Christ, because when we get that piece right, we can love in a supernatural way that just doesn't facilitate these kind of actions. And love is bold, it's hard, and it's not being nice. And we don't understand what it means to love like Jesus loved.
Yes. No, that's an excellent point. I have a dear friend of mine who's been in ministry for a long time, and he shared with me, he goes, Bill, he says, I finally had to surrender and said, Jesus, you got to love her through me. I cannot. And they've been married a number of years. He's a ministry leader, and he struggles with this. And we go back to the curse of the garden, where, you know, God said, you're going to have this conflict. You're going to desire your husband, but you're also going to want to, in essence, desire his role. There's going to be this leadership conflict that takes place, right?
Yeah. And we see that playing out poorly because of our own selfishness.
Exactly.
And because we don't know how to discern the voices. You know, not all of our thoughts are our own.
Right.
And so when we give voice to accusation and condemnation, we're not listening to God or the Holy Spirit in those moments.
So you have come up with 12 truths to change your marriage. I mean, you know, if the truth be known, there is a majority of people in marriages right now who may be listening in, and they need to listen. They need to hear this message. They need a lifeline, because they're at their end of their proverbial ropes with their mate, and they just, you know, as Jesus said about Moses, but for the hardness of their hearts. You know, God never intended us to be divorced, but we have a culture that has accepted it. We have you talk about a systemic, that seems to be the big word these days. Everything is systemic. The systemic issue that promotes divorce right now, it's baked into the system. And we need to extract this in such a way to where, you know, that, you know, and for me, I think it's quite ironic that it was not that many years ago that on your day of marriage, here you are professing before God your love for one another, your vows that you've made, you know, to one another, but more importantly to God. And now you're at each other's throats, and you know, and you've had it with the other person.
Yeah, not easy, not at all.
I know. And all this as a wind-up to what we need to talk about when we come back. And I promise Nina will take full control and break it down, the 12 truths to change your marriage. I mean, if you want something, you know, that you know is possible, that you knew from day one. I mean, this is why you married the other person, right? It's because you thought that you could do something together and leave a legacy, you know, to the next generation and to your children so that they could have successful marriages as well. And that is our hope and prayer. And Nina is going to help us get there one step at a time, one truth at a time. More from Nina after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Mar- Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you want 12 truths to change your marriage? Well, listen up. We got Nina Rosner with us. She was just telling me off the air that she had a background with Dale Carnegie, and I just so appreciated Dale Carnegie's influence and his wisdom that he shared over the years. And here she was, a trainer. You were a trainer in sales and HR before you went into your into this ministry, right?
Yeah. It's been a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about the 12 truths, all because we realize that fewer people are getting married. So, what is the problem?
Yeah, so I think at the core of it is our relationship with God. And, you know, that's an ouch for a lot of people. It's like, Jesus is always the right answer in Sunday school, right? But really, that is still the truth, but people don't know what that really looks like. And so when you're examining why did Jesus come, he came to set the captives free and to save us. And in that, we have to learn what does that really mean. Mm-hmm. So the personal relationship that we have with him, where he interacts with us daily, throughout the day, not our, you know, I'm going to read the Bible and that's the only interaction I have with him. The Bible is amazing, so don't think I'm discounting it. But it applies right now to everything that we're in. But he's real, and he's here now, and he knows everything that we should do and who we are, and he loves us more than anything. And when we can say, and this is what I did, because I was going to church, and I'm like, okay, I don't get it. All these people have something I don't have. I don't get that. And somebody told me just about what I just said. I went to God and I said, you know what? I don't get it. I don't get you. You're supposed to be, you know, I don't recommend this kind of prayer exactly, but.
Yeah. Well, no. Hey, it's honest, and those are the best prayers. Sometimes people think they need to get caught up in all this, all this religiosity and stuff like that. But, just bring it down to the nitty gritty. I mean, God can handle it.
He definitely did. I was just like, I don't get you. I want to, but you know, you're supposed to move mountains and split seas and raise the dead and stuff. And you know, if you're real, I need some sort of proof of that. I need some sort of interaction with that. Mm-hmm. And weird stuff started happening in my life. Coincidences that couldn't be possible. And every time that would happen, I'd have this sense of knowing. And over time, I came to choose to interact with that and sit and listen to that. And well, how does that apply to marriage? Well, you know, when we know who we are in Christ and what he thinks of us, that's the power source. And that's the way that we interact with people when they're not their best. Mm-hmm. And we can not take it personally, and we can love them well, which sometimes means telling them a hard truth or sitting and listening, whatever it means in that time, but he knows the answer for that moment.
Exactly.
We don't.
And I think sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, Nina, at least for me personally. And when I am overwhelmed with those kind of emotions where people come on you and they just want to dump their bucket on you, I go, okay. I mean, I've learned in the process, kind of like what you've gone through, is you ask God, you go, what is this all about? And he begins to show you. And I find myself praying when this happens and saying, okay, God, what is that appropriate answer that they need to hear? What is it? And sometimes it comes up with something and the people go, oh, you're so brave. I go, it's not me. You have no idea, because I just want to wring your neck for what you just put me through. But trust God, number one. Be attached to him in such a way that when these things happen, it's not a surprise to God. They're gonna happen, and and look to God for the answer, and be still, and allow the expression of his truth to come through. Right?
No, absolutely. And I found that the deeper our relationship with Christ gets, the less codependent we are with others, the less we feel like we have to solve their problem, the less we are wrapped up in who they think we are. Right. And we can do hard things, say hard truths in a gentle, kind way. We can love each other well, and we don't own it. It doesn't mm-hmm. become about us. It doesn't hurt anymore.
Exactly.
And that's the key.
Well, let's talk about the hashtag MeToo movement. In a lot of ways, has a lot of similarities to what we're dealing with right now
yeah.
in race relationships. I mean, you know, similar dynamics. So it's a bit of a micro of the macro, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And even within some Christian homes, you have, you know, that going on with women being treated as subservient, substandard people,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't help the relationship.
No, it doesn't. And then you have the opposite side of the coin where you got that Jezebel influence.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's all the way around. Anytime relationships of any kind, whether it's groups, whether it's in business, whether it's in the home, when it's about power, you have something that's unbalanced and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so power corrupts, right?
Yes.
And absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to navigate those things. And again, that power, that strive for power, is a vying for control.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband has to rule over his wife and control everything, all the decisions. If she has to control everything, with him, that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That whole dynamic is a result of the fall. It's a curse. It's
exactly.
not how it's supposed to be at all.
Well, we've got 3 minutes left, which is hardly enough time. You and I could be on for hours on this, Nina. And I want to give people, some hope here and direction, to your book, which has this more in detail. Sum up the 12 truths that we need to anchor on so that our marriage is not the same as it has been, that it reflects the institution that God intended, for it from day one, that is a blessing to each other and to our families.
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest thing that we could do is take the expectations that we have, which are built on the culture's lies, including the Christian culture, and lay them at the feet of Christ and say, I'm done trying to do this my way. Help me figure this out and draw me near to you.
Right.
And help me connect with you, which, by the way, means things will be hard. Nobody knows that, but but teach me what you want me to learn here. Teach me to love. And if we're praying anything, we need to be praying, teach me to love, Lord. And that
yes.
means for our country, for our marriages, for our organizations, for our communities, all of it. That's the bottom line. We do not know how to love. Only God does. And more of that creates more peace.
Amen. And that is so key. Without God, it's impossible for us to love. We just cannot do it. What other key takeaways? Got about a minute and a half left.
Well, I really think that becoming aware of the extent that we wrap our identity up in the other person's opinion of us, we get hurt and take things personally because we want that person to think like we think. And instead of taking the time to foster a relationship with Jesus, we end up trying to get our needs met through another person who is, by the way, not designed to meet all of our needs.
Exactly.
I'm a sinner. I married a sinner. So are you, right?
So are you, and so am I, right? Exactly.
Everybody. Yeah, and so for us to expect another human who's just as flawed as we are to be able to make us feel whole, that's a really unrealistic expectation. The only way we can do that is by cultivating and allowing God to change our hearts. So.
Well, God said Jesus is the answer. That's why he sent him. Otherwise, I think Jesus would have something to contend with God over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Not trying to be a smart aleck or a cynic, but I mean, that is the purpose. And here we are in today's America, today's culture, today's world. And we're all, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are in the world, we're still dealing with the same thing, are we not?
Oh, absolutely.
Here he is.
Spot on.
Well, Nina, congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. This is absolutely valuable and wise, and thank you for sharing it with us. Nina Rosner on Bill Martinez Live.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's 2 weeks today since the death of George Floyd, and on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are set to start the week by rolling out legislation aimed at addressing concerns raised by that case. The move coming after a weekend that saw more mass protests in cities coast to coast and around the globe as well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that bill they're unveiling today seeks to take on inequalities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. A public viewing is set for today in Houston for George Floyd. Flooding rain and possible tornadoes still threats from the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal heading north from the Gulf Coast. It's affected Louisiana and Mississippi, but is now headed into Missouri with gusty winds and continued heavy rains. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
By God's grace and mercy, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be unified with His purposes for all of humanity. This isn't, you know, a Black American thing, a Mexican American thing. This is a we the people thing. It's a God creation thing. Made in God's image, as Ravi Zacharias once said, that I took note of many years ago. He said that he's convinced he's never met a mere mortal. And, you know, boy, I'll tell you, when I heard that in the context of imago Deo, in the context of made in the image of God, it stops you. It causes you to meditate if you catch it. And I hope you can catch that, because what is happening right now and has been going on in these recent decades has been the destruct of our humanity. And right now, conveniently, for political purposes and other nefarious ideals, we're at each other's throats. And I got to tell you, this is grieving the Father's heart, because this is not what He intended. Our next guest, Dr. Brian Simmons, has written The Vision. It's 365 days of life-giving works from the prophet Isaiah. And if you know the prophet Isaiah, you know that at his heart was an expression to share with us God's desire for humanity, victory, hope, comfort, and restoration. Okay, God knows that we're knuckleheads. God knows that we're human and flawed. But he's also there to remind us that, hey, the deal is not over. It is still on between us. I'm going to read from today's devotional, and this will kind of give you an idea of what the vision is all about. It's titled, On the Rocky Roads, from Isaiah 44. It says that before 0 and verse 4. Every valley will be raised up, every mountain brought low. The rugged terrain will become level ground, and the rough places a plain. Think about that in the context of where we are today as a country, maybe even as our families, marriages, relationships with our kids, maybe. Just think about those mountains, those barriers. Jesus said, hey, we could say to that mountain, be gone, if we had faith, right? Anyway, he goes on to write, says, God's brilliant. He knows how to do the impossible and loves to surprise us with the unexpected. When we live with the knowledge of his love for us, we begin to see opposition with heavenly anticipation. We believe he's going to turn things around no matter how rocky and difficult the road. The Lord wants us to replace every negative mindset with faith. When we stand in uncertainty and need clarity, his is the voice leading to level ground. Not politicians, not people yelling on the streets, burning buildings down or looting things. It is God's voice. What seems to be the one way no longer bothers us or causes fear, because we believe his blessing awaits us. This is what happens when we search for him in every situation. Think about that. We find him to be faithful and true. We become fully convinced of his love, and the murmurs of fear dissipate. And then it's a prayer. He says, Father, I'm beginning to see more clearly, starting to look at trials as opportunities for you to show yourself strong on my behalf. What feels unsure and unstable will become a strong foundation of faith, because I'm choosing to trust you, determining in my heart that you are worth every ounce of my trust, believing that your love is enough to get me through. This is a mere sample, one of the 365 readings and devotionals in his book, The Vision. With us right now, Dr. Brian Simmons. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you. Okay, we're still waiting for him after all that wind-up and everything. Okay, we're still trying to connect with Dr. Simmons after I did the lead-in and bragged so rightly about his insight in sharing this with us. This is a powerful devotional, and, you know, there's lots of devotionals out there, and I understand. You know, when you go, Bill, what should I do? And I'm in the same situation, and I try to, you know, look for the right devotional. But let me tell you, this is quick reading for you on a daily basis. And Dr. Brian Simmons joins us now. Brian, I just read from today's devotional of May 8th on the Rocky Roads, so people could get an idea of what the vision is all about. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Bill, for hosting me.
So the vision. What made you write this?
Well, it's on the book of Isaiah, and it is incredible. The book of Isaiah is a forgotten book, I believe, to the church. It's so massive, 66 chapters, somewhat intimidating. And I'm trying to reintroduce that book to hungry lovers of God.
Explain to our audience, for those, I happen to be in the middle of another study of Isaiah right now with a small group, small men's group, that I'm enjoying, and I've got to tell you, after every study, boy, it doesn't stop when the meeting concludes. It continues to stay with you, and it causes you to ponder deeply, you know, what the prophet was sharing with us. So explain to our audience the prophecy of Isaiah.
Well, I believe Isaiah is speaking to our day and our time. The Babylonian invasion was imminent. They'd already conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, and now Judah and Jerusalem was about to be attacked. And Isaiah gave a message of hope. He gave a message of comfort. He gave a message of ultimate triumph. And I think with this quarantine and with all the issues that we have in our world today, that hope that Isaiah gives us of a vision that goes beyond our momentary mess, that God has this, he's got it in his hands, he's in control, and he's going to work out a perfect plan, even though it looks so so messy right now.
Right. Well, even during the time of Isaiah, Israel was being judged. I mean, that was clear. Today, people question, is COVID-19 God's judgment? I mean, I hear that all the time. Is God judging us? 9/11, did God judge us? You know, these things have been going on. The conflict, the race conflict that we have in our country, is God judging us? That seems to be the question. And I say, okay, well, whether you know or you don't know, but the fact that you even think that God's judging us, what have you got to lose to look at it as God's judgment?
Yeah, that's one way we can see this, that God is disciplining us. He's correcting us. He's trying to get our attention. He's weaning us away from our systems of thought and our institutions that have divorced themselves from God. Mm-hmm. I believe ultimately, though, this shaking that's taking place is a perfect storm that's going to bring us into God's heart and get us out of our own selfishness and into his kingdom, into his perfect plan for our lives.
Exactly. I mean, what's been happening in our country, and even, you know, go back historically, why was this country blessed in much the same way as Israel? You know, blessed. They were blessed to be a blessing. And in some cases, you know, our country has lived up to that mandate. Maybe externally and internally, we have fallen short greatly, and that's part of the frustration that's going on right now that's being demonstrated on the streets of America.
That's so true. And I think the greater the privilege, greater the light, greater the blessings, then greater the responsibility and greater the severity of discipline when we err, when we move away from God's plan. So my prayer, Bill, is that America would awaken and that the thundering message of Isaiah would be heard again in our heart, that we would turn back to the God that birthed us and birthed our nation and gave us hope in the first place. And we just cleanse our hearts and repent. I know that word makes some people cringe, but I think we need to turn back to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those that have been praying for revival, I often say, Brian, you can't have revival without repentance. Repentance leads to revival. Like the word or not, you know, we need to have some self-assessment. And this is even being said by thought leaders in even secular capacity. We've got more from Brian Simmons.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The negative effects of the coronavirus have been felt worldwide, but in countries where life was already challenging, the difficulties are compounded. In Zimbabwe, where the Tide Ministry shares the gospel over the airwaves, our partners report that listeners call in to voice their frustrations, pains, and prayer requests. Coronavirus-related issues are a compounding factor in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who are already struggling with hardships due to economic difficulties, rampant inflation, high unemployment, and the prospect of a low harvest because of inadequate rainfall. Fears differ from country to country, but the search for hope is universal, and Christ is the only solid foundation of hope.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is pointing people to Jesus as the source of true hope in Zimbabwe and other countries, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees.
expertise and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. Dr. Brian Simmons continues with us, who's known as a passionate lover of God, as you can tell. Lead translator of the Passion Translation is a hard-level Bible translation that conveys God's passion for his people. Brian and his wife, Candace, travel full-time as speakers and as Bible teachers. What a life for you and your wife, Brian, to co-labor with God and to share the Word of God. You know, how did this come about for you and your wife?
Well, we were part of the Jesus movement in the early 70s, ended up going to the jungle as missionaries to an unreached tribe, and we just kind of threw our lives in God's hands, and it's been a wonderful, marvelous journey since then. Mm-hmm. We pastored in New England for 18 years, and now we're working on the translation and writing devotionals.
Mm-hmm. And you were there to experience firsthand the Jesus movement of the 70s, which I think was an interesting time. You know, when I go back and remember, I was in college at the time, and it was amazing what was going on with the Jesus movement. But along with the Jesus movement came this other free love, Haight-Ashbury, kind of lifestyle that, the evil one wanted to incorporate in order to mute the message and minimize the effect of those that were being redeemed.
And here we are now, 50 years later, in a very similar context. Our nation is troubled. The people are uncertain about their future, and a revolution just seems to be in the air. But may it be a spiritual revolution. May exactly. It be a true heart awakening to the plan of God, to the purpose of God, the holiness of God.
Well, and that's what happens, Brian. We know by experience, when God moves, you have the antithetical forces that are moving against it. I mean, here, the President of the United States signs an order to promote religious freedom, which has been under attack for years. And he signs this, walks to a church, to a Catholic church, which was almost burnt down the day before. And what happens? The media and all these, including the Archbishop of all people, which is amazing to me because the Archbishop was involved early on and had invited the president to come over there. And then suddenly now he's antithetical and being utilized by the evil forces to make it seem like it was some bad thing that the president was substantiating religious freedom on an important day. And that day was to honor, you know, the Saint Pope John Paul II, for his arrival in Poland 41 years. This was on the anniversary, the very anniversary. But all that is lost in context, just like the context of the prophet Isaiah and why we need to be re-encouraged and reinvigorated that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So true. I feel like we need to get our heads and our hearts out of the fog and go higher and get a higher viewpoint, a panoramic viewpoint, a vision, so to speak, of something greater than this momentary mess. We will get through all of this. We will be changed by it. We'll be transformed, hopefully, inwardly, more towards Christ. But in this mess that we're in, we've got to have a vision that God is in control, that the hearts of men are being tested and sifted and tried, the miry clay of our lives. And I think what you just said is that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The unchanging God is our hope. He is our strong tower, our foundation. He's the certainty in uncertain times.
Yes. Brian, you said something significant, and I want people to pause on this for just a moment, and that is you said we're going to be changed. No doubt that we're going to be changed. But who's going to change us? What is the standard of change? Is it Black Lives Matter? Is it Antifa? Is it a political force? Or is it the Word of God? Again, we're back to that moment, you know, in the Jesus movement of the 70s. People got changed. And some got changed by the Word of God, by the truth of God, and others got changed by the casualness and the free love of Haight-Ashbury and Woodstock during that period of time. So the fact of the matter is, I think you're exactly right, and I've been saying this for a while, and this is a Holy Spirit thing. This is not Bill Martinez. I'm not that smart. But because God impressed on me is that, you know, just like when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, he wept because they missed their appointed time. And I believe where we are right now is there is an appointed time. And this, and every once in a while in life, there will be appointed times that we come to that are so important and so critical that if we miss that, then you can imagine Jesus weeping once again because at that appointed time, we did not make the right choice. And I believe this is where we are at this crossroads right now of an appointed time and the right choice. And the right choice I'm talking about is that righteous choice. And I say righteous, and some people, oh, you're being so religious. No, I'm being so exact, because with God is righteousness, and as the Bible says, people without vision will perish, or another interpretation, as you know, cast off restraint. And what's been on display on the streets of America has been the casting off of restraint. There's been no restraint. People are looting. They're burning buildings. They're destroying the very businesses in their communities that provide jobs. And as one analyst said, that for every small business that is burnt down, it affects 100 jobs. Think about that.
Wow. We are at a crossroads. And I, like all of us, we all want justice. We all want righteousness to prevail. And we want justice. But we've got to remember that mercy triumphs over judgment. Mm-hmm. And our premature judgments are, you know, we're going to have to surrender them to the mercy of God. In other words, what we need the most is not just justice. We need mercy. The kiss of mercy on our land, that God will blow across our land with a wind from elsewhere and restore love, brotherly love, and holiness and righteousness, and not just in our government, but in our families, in our hearts, in our lives, our communities. Mm-hmm. That's what I cry out for. It's not simply justice, but that's legitimate. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But what a higher theme is the mercy of God. It triumphs over judgment.
Well, people are calling out for love, but you can't have love without mercy, can you?
No. So important.
And, you know, again, you know, they throw it out there. But see, this is what rings hollow, is that if we really do not understand what is behind this, and if we don't connect it to a life-sustaining force like Jesus, we're going to, you know, we're going to be like that seed that falls on, you know, on rocky ground, doesn't take root.
That's right. Christ is the answer for America. He always has been. He always will be. And my prayer, Bill, for all of our listeners is that each one of us would connect on a deeper level with the love of God, the righteousness of God, His plan for our lives, and that we would ask Him and cry out, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray, then He can come and heal our land.
Yes. Again, moment, choices. And here we are at this grand moment of opportunity where, you know, our lives do not have to be the same. And we do not want to get to that point. You know, I think, you know, I think of that movie in Schindler's List where, you know, Schindler got to that, you know, at the end of everything and realizing the devastation and how many Jews he had saved. He thought, gosh, you know, I have a gold watch. If maybe if I gave that, I could have saved, you know, more and more. And I think that, you know, that could be, you know, our same position that we find ourselves in if we do not respond in a very serious and definitive manner, that we find ourselves in a shoulda, coulda, woulda moment. And here it is right now. I mean, you and I are talking the truth. We're you know, this isn't theoretical. This is the character of God that you bring out in the book of Isaiah as you share in the vision, the 365 days of life-giving words from the prophet Isaiah. It again reflects the Father's character, you know, that has been consistent from day one.
He has a great love for His people, and it transcends our difficulties and our pressures in this generation. It is an eternal love, and Isaiah laid hold of that. He's in a vision form. He saw the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross 700 years before crucifixion was even invented by the Romans. And it's like he's standing there at the foot of the cross in Isaiah 53, and he's telling us what he sees. It's just phenomenal, the love that God has for America and the love he has for every listener today. And this is the time to turn to him. We got to be the generation that seeks his face.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, at it's before us this day. And again, just as, you know, Joshua said, you know, who are you going to serve? And we're going to serve somebody, and we're going to be changed by someone. And so what forces of change do you want to be in your heart, and what do you want to reflect ultimately? Maybe that's the question that's before us this day, Brian, and the answer, it will get answered one way or another. Either we will be proactive to that end, or we will let it happen to us. I pray that we would be proactive and align with God's ultimate and blessed purposes for each of us.
Well, our nation won't change until our hearts change, and that's the most important commodity on the table today.
You know, Dr. Brian Simmons.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Cook.